Hello, my name is Terrell. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
All right, what was the reason for your call?
Hey, Terrell. My name is Freddie. I own a nightclub in Wetumpka, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to – there's been so many different – situations going on. I'm trying to find out exactly, and I've already been to the website, so it's very confusing. I was supposed to open up in my nightclub. We seat over 700 people. We were supposed to open up in March of last year. Obviously, we couldn't do that for the pandemic. Now we have, and we still have not opened up, but we need to open up. And I need to know what the guidelines are for my bar if I was to decide to open up with the capacity level of that number. Or if even if I can, and I don't know who to contact, so.
Okay. All right, let me try and find more information about that as well.
Okay.
And you said that was a nightclub, or what kind of club was that?
Yeah, we own Alabama's Little Bit of Texas, which is a nightclub, and we seat 756 people. We're the largest country music venue in the state of Alabama as of today. Not this is the largest country music venue, so it's like a bar, it's a nightclub. It's not 51% a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
We do sell food, but it's not predominant food. It's predominant alcohol. I have been in touch with the ABC board throughout this entire situation, and even as of last week, I spent a lot of time with the ABC board. And I think there's some kind of misconception of what we can do and what we cannot do, because I was told one thing, and then I saw in the newspaper where the grocer's pub in Birmingham was shut down for the exact same thing they told me that I could do. So it's either county to county, or something's wrong. So I got a lot of money on the line, Terrell, and I need to know what I can do and what I can't do, and I would very much appreciate any help that you could give me.
Okay, definitely. I'm about to reach out to my manager about this to try to get more information for you. Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold?
No, not at all.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm still with you. Just a moment.
Okay. No problem.
Still with you, just waiting for that information.
No,
I'm still searching myself as well. Okay.
Yeah, I've got what the problem is. People call me up. Well, so and so is open. Why aren't you open? So and so is open, but I think I fall into a different window than some of these other places.
Okay. Now I'm seeing guidelines for restaurants and bars. Is saying, in addition to the safer at-home orders, mandates, and the guidelines for the safeguarding all businesses, the following practices are strongly recommended for restaurants, bars, and similar establishments. Where practical, consider a reservations-only business model or call-ahead seating. Adhere to social distancing guidelines in bar areas. Create a plan for and checklist of all surfaces your staff and guests will come in contact with. Train your staff on these surfaces and prepare procedures for elevated cleaning and sanitizing of these surfaces. Dedicate staff members on each shift to sanitizing surfaces in dining areas and restrooms. Use menus that are disposable or sanitized between each use. Have hand sanitizer. Yeah, I'm looking for like the population.
I need the basics. Like, are waitresses supposed to wear masks? Are the can they not wear masks? What about if they have had a heart issue and they can't wear a mask? What about bartenders? Do they have to wear a mask? What if they had health issues? They can't wear a mask. What about customers? I mean, I see 750 people. I'm not going to be able to keep them apart in a bar. We're not a predominant restaurant. We're a predominant bar.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to know, I know the governor went on there and she said change it to April the 9th. But this thing is hemorrhaging money. I need to open up an ASAP, but I can't open up to a diminished capacity. I need to know what I can and can't do, because what I was told I could do, the grocer's pub in Birmingham, Alabama, lost their liquor license for something that I was told that I could do. So we got to get at least some kind of understanding of that, because they just dropped his liquor. He just lost his liquor license for something 2 days before he lost it. I was told that I could do it, and I see three times what he sees.
I'm about to check CDC.gov since I didn't see anything on ADPH myself.
Yeah,
my manager gave. My manager responded saying that that you would have to actually visit ADPH or CDC to get that information.
I did that, and they're not answering the. It gives us a basic. It does give us a basic guidelines,
mm-hmm.
but it's also not addressing the issues that I have. This would be our grand opening, so we will have 600 people walk in that door. So that's the situations that I'm trying to address, is that I'm not going to have 30 or 40 people. I'll have 500 people. So you're absolutely right to go. I did go online and look at all that, but it doesn't address the minute issues that I have in regards to that. It's speaking in more regards to smaller venues, because there are other venues that are open near me that seat 200 or 300 but they're predominantly outside venues. There's restaurants that seat, and you know, nobody's practicing. Just to be honest with you, Terrell, nobody's practicing this. But I'm the kind of person that if I don't like to do things that way, I like to do things right, and I would get caught if I didn't do it right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to do it right, and I just need clarification of this before I can move down the line, and I have hesitated to contact anybody at this point until today, because man, I got to make some decisions here, and all of my decisions are based on basically this phone call you and I are having right now. So I have to know what I can do and cannot do. And the ABC board is not the people to ask, because their rules they're not following the CDC like I have to. I have to go through the health department. So that's the reason I'm bugging you to death about it. I'm sorry. I know it's probably, you hear this all the time, I know, but like I said, what do you think I should do?
Now I'm still looking. Exactly. I want to help you very much. So
I know. It's not your fault. I mean, you know, I just not getting any. I mean, am I following the wind of like an impact center? Because I think did they deplenish the are they doing lower capacity or did they change that?
I'm actually still trying to find more information for you on the websites as well.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Just to see if I could find something for you.
That's right.
Still not seeing anything. Hold on.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah. I definitely understand your frustration. I am not seeing that.
I know. That's what I was calling for because I hadn't seen it either. I've looked everywhere.
Now, you might have to try to send an email through the website. Did you try that?
I've done that. I did that 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, they will have to provide you that follow-up.
Yeah.
I am actually not seeing no other information. You might have to You might have to skirt or search the website.
Mm-hmm.
It's very extensive.
I've done that too.
I'm still not seeing none. Yeah, there was no other information I can give at this time, except for the go to the websites.
I know. We got to find somebody that can help us, that can pin it down. I got a lot of money on the line. I've got to find somebody that can answer these questions and pin this down because I cannot open and have them come in here and shut me down. And then what am I going to say? I couldn't find the information. They're going to say, oh, it's on our website, but like you say, you're looking yourself. You don't see it either, so. I have nobody else to call. Unless you may know somebody. I mean, you may have a suggestion. I mean, I'm listening.
No, I didn't have any. I was referred by my managers to advise you to visit ADPH or CDC to get that information.
The CDC have another phone. Is this an 800 number I call? This is an 800 number I call?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Is this for the state of Alabama? You're answering all the questions basically, right? I mean, you're front line on this CDC deal.
No, we were basically set up to locate testing sites and vaccine providers locally.
Okay. Do you have another number I could call in? Or no?
Yeah. What's your county?
Elmore County.
All right. I'll do the search for Elmore. Now, the first thing that's popping up is the Elmore County Health Department. Did you try reaching out to them?
Yeah. They don't return phone calls.
Okay. Let me try and search.
What's their number? Let me make
another. Yes, sir.
What number you got for them?
Just a moment. Let me gather it.
Okay.
Three three four five six seven 1171.
Okay. Yeah, that's the number I was dialing. All right. Well, I do appreciate your help.
All right, you're welcome as well. And now make sure you visit the website. Hopefully you can find more information as well. I know it'll be tedious.
I know it. All right, Terrell.
And good luck to you. Yeah, really.
Yeah.
And thanks for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Fred. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. You too, bud. Bye-bye.